Good morning. It is Thursday, July the 18th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And July the 18th is my firstborn, who is my firstborn son, David Walt, John David Walt III's birthday. So, happy birthday, David. My son, my beloved, with you I'm well pleased. Amen. Well, let's begin today. Thursday is a good day to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why Your Resume Matters to God's Kingdom, Just Not Like You May Think. Our text is Acts chapter 3, verses 23 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix. He wrote a letter as follows. Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him. But I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. 470. Did you pick up that number? 470. 200 soldiers plus 200 spearmen plus 70 horsemen, 470 heavily armed, highly trained warriors from the world's most powerful army. And they left secretly, under cover of darkness. It sounds like an escort for Caesar himself. It was all for one man, a first century Jew, representing a marginal religion in an unimpressive part of the world. Remember, these soldiers were not exactly up against ISIS either. According to the text, the threat was a vigilante lynch mob of 40 Jewish men. Overkill doesn't begin to describe the situation. I can imagine the incredulous conversations between some of those soldiers along the way to the coast. What on earth is going on here? Is this all because Paul was a Roman citizen? I don't think so. I think it was because he was a citizen of heaven. The real reason? Jesus wanted the kingdom of heaven planted in Rome, and he wanted his chief apostolic emissary to the Gentiles to be the ambassador. Don't make the mistake of thinking Paul's privileged status as a Roman citizen somehow opened the door for Jesus. Jesus was actually opening the door of his kingdom to Rome through Paul's citizenship in heaven. The Holy Spirit will often engage and employ our earthly credentials and accomplishments to get his work done. It's just not usually how we would have done it. The best thing we can do is put our resume on the altar as an irrevocable offering to Jesus and then go on about our business. It's kind of a Holy Spirit networked LinkedIn for the kingdom of God. You will be surprised at how and when he brings it to bear for the greater good. Much of the time, you will have no idea it's happening until later. Early in life, I set out to build a powerful and impressive resume. I joined the best fraternity, built a network of significant relationships among the rich, famous, and powerful. I went to the right schools, made the best grades, acquired strong credentials, including a Juris Doctorate and a law license. I worked in prestigious law firms and at high levels in public service. And guess what? None of it mattered like I thought it would. And all of it has mattered like I never imagined it could. Many years ago, and many times since, by the grace of God, I tendered my resume on the altar of the cross. Jesus didn't need any of it. And yet, I sense he has used all of it. Even still, I call on Jesus to slay any pride I have in any of it. I think what I am trying to say in all of this is what the Apostle Paul said so long ago. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. That's Galatians 6:14. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you, and yet I know that longing won't make me like you. That will require surrender. Today, yesterday's surrender will not accomplish today's transformation. So I surrender myself to you today, and I receive your surrender of yourself to me. It will be you in me that is the secret to transformation, which is me becoming like you. To that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. I receive your authority and release my credentials. I receive your reputation and release my resume. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts. Can you recount a situation when a worldly credential or achievement or honor was somehow surprisingly deployed by Jesus to accomplish his purposes for his kingdom? And today, for our hymn, I don't know why, but this hymn, it just has been coming to me. I've wanted to sing it. I don't know that it fits the content of today, and yet we're going to sing it. It's the battle hymn of the Republic. Now, for some reason, that was not included in our seedbed hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise. I'm sure our editors had their good reasons. Probably because it has kind of an American history tint to it, coming up out of the ashes of the Civil War. And this is a hymnal for the global church. That's probably why we didn't include songs like America the Beautiful and My Country 'Tis of Thee and otherwise, I understand that. A global hymnal is not a national hymnal. But let's go for it today. I have taken the liberty of printing the words to this great hymn in the email today. If you want to go there and sing along with me, and some of you probably know all the words anyway. There's a verse in here that I'd not known before. So are you ready? Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my condemner, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since God is marching on. He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Last time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching on. Amen. That's rousing. What a tune. You know, it's not a war hymn. It's a gospel hymn. It's a kingdom hymn. And it's a profound hymn. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Well, it's Thursday, and we're ready. At least I can say we're prepared for the fields today. I want to go back to Galatians 6:14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. But you know, witnesses, we live in the world. And this is the way to be in the world, but not of the world. Many of you have done great things in the world. And God can receive all the glory from those things. Just offer them to him. Offer him your accomplishments, your achievements, your accolades, your resume. Lay it on the altar of the cross. I'm sure you've done it before. It's time to do it again. Just say, Lord, all that I have, all that I've done, all that has been accomplished in my life, it's yours. I lay it before you. If you want to open doors with it, if you want to unlock locked up places for your kingdom to go because of it, so be it. You have it. It's yours. And like I said in the title today, it all matters to God. We just typically find out, just not like maybe we thought it would. At least I can say that's been my story. What I've been about and the relationships I've, you know, been given, it's all been used of God. It's opened many doors. I think you get my point. Let's keep offering all that we are, all of our past, the good, the bad, the ugly even. God will use it all. That's what a witness is. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. You see, it's the cross. It's that place, that altar on which our lives become that living sacrifice, holy, radiant, powerful, humble, beautiful, unto the Lord. Well, grab your seeds, friends. Our lives will be a sowing unto the Lord today. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.